Hi guys, Kanade here. Just wanted to let you guys know that from today, all the way up until Valentine's Day, I'll be having a discount on my Patreon where you can get 15% off your first month by applying VDay15 at checkout. The Patreon is where I post art, other audios, and where you can gain access to my Discord server. And it's just a way that you can support me as well. So, if you'd like to join, remember to apply VDay15 at checkout. Come and be my Valentine. Okay, on to the video. Alright, just get comfortable. Take a seat, wherever you want. My room is your room, and I know you probably want to relax after what just happened. I do recommend taking a seat on the bed, though. I don't know exactly what makes it so special, but it's way comfier than a normal one, I'll tell you that. It's amazing what money laundering can buy. I'm really sorry that my mom was really rude to you and threatened to do all those horrible things to your family if you don't marry me. Like, even for a mafia boss, that was pretty fucking mean. Well, actually, I do. I just don't agree with it. So, where do I begin? Well, you do know that I've been in love with you for a long time, right? Well, maybe you don't know because you're adorably dense, but I do. I still do. You know, I thought that little shudder I do when anyone gets too close to you really gave it away, but I guess that was a little too subtle of a sign for you, huh? Well, I guess now you know. So, I've loved you for a long, long time. As long as we've been friends, basically. And my mother, the perceptive woman that she is, noticed this and said to me, "You know, Kanade, you spend all your time stalking your friend. If you're so into them, you should just take them." My mother has this, what's the word? Like a tough mentality. Like, if you want something, you should just take it. And anything less signals weakness, which is unacceptable to her. Signaling strength is the most important thing in life to her. And since I'm going to be the head of our little crime family someday, she wants me to follow in her footsteps and just take what I want, just like her. And I do have to admit, I do want you. But I want to give you your own choice, of course. I know you're your own person, and you have your own wants and needs, but she doesn't see things that way, or my way, anyway. I tried to talk some sense into her, but she wasn't really having any of it. She said I'm soft, and that she's trying to fix that. She's not really one to compromise. So, for the safety of your family, I think we should just go along with this little arranged marriage. And it's not really enough for you to just marry me, you know. She called you my pet. And she said that you need to be a good little pet for me and obey me. And that if you didn't, I would look like a pathetic, spineless wimp, unfit to lead. And that I destroy the family with my weakness.
If you can't rule a dog, you can't rule a family. That's what she just told me. It's ridiculous, I know. I'm cold-hearted. And besides, you're not a dog. If anything, you're more like a puppy. I'm sorry, that came out wrong. But the situation doesn't change. The only real way to deal with this is to appease my mom. And you don't have to be my pet, but you do have to act like one. I'm sure you don't actually want to be my pet after all. I mean, what would that even be like? You laze around my bed all day as I bring you food and give you attention. And all you ever have to do is shake my hand or something when I say so. That sounds kind of boring, right? Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting you to actually like the sound of that, but it wouldn't all just be lazing around, you know? If I become your... Oh, what did Mother call it? Mistress, wife, or something like that. But if we do have that sort of relationship, you'd have to obey me, no matter what. Do you really trust me with that much power over you? Well, I appreciate your trust in me. A little bit concerning that you trust me with all that, but I appreciate it all the same. Anyway, knowing my mom, she isn't going to be satisfied if all we do is drop by once in a while and tell her, by the way, my friend is still my pet. Well, you nod your head. Well, I guess we'd be married, so we'd be more than friends, but you know what I mean. Basically, what I'm saying is, it's not enough to just say you're going to obey me. You actually have to obey me. I really want to protect you and your family, so this isn't going to be something that we can just be wishy-washy on. I'm going to do my best to only give you orders that would... How should I say it? Would be good, you know? And that hopefully can keep Mother off your family's back at the same time. You know, decades from now, if my mom kicks the bucket, we won't have to worry about her, and you won't have to be my pet anymore. I mean, unless you wanted to. But like I said, you really have to obey me. Are you prepared for that? Then, if you're serious about this, you don't mind if you start obeying me from now, right? All right, then. I order you to hold hands with me. And I know it sounds weird, but I'm not being selfish here. Even though that's what it looks like, because you're handsome and lovely and everything that I could ever ask for, so it's common sense that I'd want to do that. But if all I do is give you orders lighter than this, then my mother is going to call our little relationship a bluff. So, like I said, hold hands with me. Wow, your hands are So nice. Oh, sorry. Trying not to be creepy. I have to be a good, mistress wife, as my mother would probably put it. Well, not the good part, because her idea of good would be ignoring your thoughts and feelings. So, how do you feel? That's good. That's not terrible. That's a great start. This actually might work out better than I thought it would. You're doing great. I'm so proud of you. You're such a... Oh. I was about to say good pet, but that would be kind of demeaning, wouldn't it? What do you think? Oh, that's good. Because I think I really wanted to say it. You don't mind if I do it then, right? I mean, I know you have to obey me now, but I still want to ask. Do you mind if I call you a good pet? Then I'll say it again. You're my good pet. I feel so guilty when I say that. You're so precious to me, and I want to respect you. But you're fine with it, and it doesn't have to be demeaning if we don't want it to be, right? Isn't that right, my good little pet? I think I could get used to this. Let's see. What's another reasonable order to give you? You know, just to make sure that you're truly comfortable with your new role. Hey, can I ask you a question? Do you love yourself? Because I love you. And I think it would be silly for anyone not to love you. And I guess since it's so obvious that you should be loved, I think you should love yourself too. Well, I guess I can't really just give you an order to love yourself. It doesn't work like that. Love doesn't work like that. It's not something that you can just force. Not even if you're the mistress of the cutest pet in the world, like I am. I can't change what's in your heart, but I guess I can boss you around until you admit what a good little pet you are. Here, look into my eyes. Here's your next order. I want you to tell me who's the best pet in the world. Yes, you do. Don't tease me. It's you. You're the best pet in the world. I'm the best mistress in the world, so I would know. At least, I'm pretty sure I'm the best mistress in the world. If the others are nearly as cruel as Mother, it's not really much of a competition, now is it? But, anyways, back to us. Well, more specifically, you. You are the cutest little pet in the entire world. If I took you to a pet store right now, all the bunnies and kittens would be incredibly jealous of how cute you are. So tell me, Who's the best pet in the world? I'll give you a hint. It's mine. That's right, it's you. I think you can say it a little more assertively than that, but it's a nice start. Not only are you the cutest pet in the world, but you're also the best behaved, apparently. I'm so proud of you. I think I'm getting really into this. Is that wrong? You know, I hope you won't hate me for this, but I've often thought of what it would be like to have you. And by that, I don't mean just dating you, but to truly have you. Not even sure what I mean by having you, but I love you, and I want to spend all my time with you. And I just don't want to lose you. And my mind, that primal, instinctive part of my mind that assures me that I can just have you, and that then I can have that security, and that everything will work out. I used to be disgusted by that part of myself, and by that desire. I thought that desire was disgusting. I thought maybe I would hurt you. But now you're mine. You're just wagging your tail like a good puppy for me, and I'm not so sure. Maybe I can make you happy, even if I own you. I just have to lavish you with love, greater than any freedom. And I'm sure the happier I make you, the more easily you'll want to obey me. Then everything will work out. So tell me, what can your mistress do to make you happier? You'll be staying with me from now on, so we'll be having plenty of time together. You know I've got tons of money. None of it honest, but everyone takes money as long as you clean it. Sometimes you don't even need to clean it. So I can just spoil you. What would you like? Maybe a new PC setup in my room? Well, I suppose it's our room now. Oh, I get it. Money is no replacement for love, after all. Well, then let me say it clearly. I love you. And now that you're mine, I'm never letting you go.